Matthew 20, to the village ahead of you, Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of the donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now may we, our hearts be prepared to receive this week's message from Pastor Pamela Sheffield, the paradise, the parade. One of those. I love you.
Have you ever been to a parade? I have. I've been to the Macy Parade. And oh, what a beautiful scene that is. See all the beautiful colors, all the people dressed up, people dressed king and queen and whatever. And I used to love to go every year. So anyway, my title today is The Parade. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let my words be your words, O God. Let it not come from me, O God, but from you. Bless every word that is said and done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I can imagine Palm Sunday in Jerusalem to be a grand, to be as grand as the Macy Parade, or grander, because our King Jesus was riding on a donkey. Not a limousine, not a Volkswagen, not a carriage, not even a horse, but a donkey. Can you imagine being dressed up and someone brought you a donkey and said, this is your transportation. This is what you're going to ride on in the Macy Parade. We would say, man, you crazy? Oh, I don't think so. Brothers and sisters, This is one of the few times where the gospel records that Jesus' glory is recognized on earth. Here Jesus boldly declare himself as king, and the crowd gladly join him in that parade. They spread their clothes on the road. They cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road and shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna to the Godson David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." My first point today is, blessed is he who comes in the name. When he came into Jerusalem, people were amazed. What is this? Who is this? Multitude of people are following him, shouting and carrying on. Taking off their clothes and throwing them down for him to walk on or ride over. He's no king. I never heard of him. Look, they're parading him through our streets. What? Never have they seen this. But what they fail to do is to learn their history. The Old Testament in Zechariah 9:9 told them what to expect. They said, "Rejoice." But he did not just say rejoice. He said, "Rejoice greatly, for your king is coming to you." And what? He's coming on a donkey. Brother and sister, it was told to them over 500 years before this happened. Just as this prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus came to earth, the prophecy of the second coming are just as certainly to come true. And we are to get ready for the return of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, some of them were blind. Blind to what is going on. Or they just did not want to believe. Just like a lot of us today, we just don't want to take the time to study the Word of God. There's hardly anything about Jesus that cannot be found in the Old and New Testament. From his birth to his death. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday. That was a great parade. The parade that honored Jesus. This day should remind us to guard against superficial acclaim for Christ. I can see the crowd happy to see their Savior. I can hear them crying out to the Lord, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Some genuine cry. Some truly care what would happen to them. Some just to be nosy, just to see if they could capture and hang him. Brothers and sisters, what was said in the old is being fulfilled again in the new. In Psalms 118:26, they knew that he was coming and what he would do, but they hardened their heart. They did not want to believe that he was the Son of God. Or like they are, like some of us, no faith. But they came to see this man who was parading past their home, their business, their workplace, whatever. I can see people shouting and pushing to get a glimpse of my Lord, to get the best view of the blessed man called Jesus. My second point is entrance of Christ into our lives. When the parade was over, Jesus entered the house of God. And what he found was people making his father's house into a den of thieves. Matthew said, the merchant and money changer set up their booth in the temple. Temple? This is the church? Imagine someone coming here and start gambling or doing whatever they want. I don't think so. Crowding out the Gentiles who came from all over to worship God, the merchants were deceiving foreigners who did not know the change that they were supposed to receive. This made Jesus very upset. Brothers and sisters, anything that interferes with us worshiping God should be stopped. And this is what Jesus did. I can hear him saying, "No, no, no, this will not happen in here. My Father said, this is the house of worship. This is where you come to pray and give sacrifice to my Father. Get your corruptible self out of here. Have you not heard what Isaiah said in chapter 56, 7? That the house, this house of God is where people come to pray and worship the Lord. Have you not heard? And it's for all nations. Also, look at what he said in Jeremiah 7, 11, and in Luke 19, 47, 48. You have made my house a den of thieves, but I've been watching, declaring the Lord. I'm watching all of you. I imagine him saying, man, where have you been? Don't you know what was said in the old Testament is being fulfilled in the new? It's not new. It's been said way back when. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying, if we do not want to serve his Father in a spiritual way, then we need to get out of his house. Stop trying to destroy it. Stop making it a den of thieves. When Christ makes an entrance into our lives, we ought to stop parading ourselves around for every Dick, Tom, and Harry to see. They should only see Jesus in you. I do love a good parade, like the Macy Parade, like the parade in Matthew 21. I don't like any parade that causes trouble, that mess up our lives or lives of others. We get ourselves into too much mess. If God has not yet entered your life, be assured he wants to. Just the way he came riding on the donkey, filled with the Holy Spirit, I can imagine it was the grandest entrance for many to see their Lord and Savior coming to give them hope for the future. That's the way he wants to ride into our lives. And he wants it to be a grand entrance with nothing blocking him. He wants a loving and caring people so that when anyone sees us, they will know that he lives in us. He did not just have a parade and left. No, Jesus didn't just walk away. After the parade, he left his mark. He left his love, his smile. He left his kindness. But most of all, he left hope for the future. He left his mark on our forehead. He wants us to know that our body is his house. And for us to stop destroying it with drugs, alcohol, smoking, backbiting, coveting. No one thinks they're better or smarter than others. That's not what he wants. Not enough work, or some of us overwork, like my husband. Brothers and sisters, we must be a winner for Jesus by taking care of this body he gave us. It's precious. And we only have one and only for a short time. It will last a long time if we take care of it by reading your Bible, by praying, by fasting if you can, and exercise when you can. I used to run when I was young in school in a relay. And I used to say, if I could just win a gold medal in the Olympics for being the best runner, if I could just be part of a championship team, I would be on top of the world. But I never won, not even a medal. But I won my medal when I met my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I found out for the first time what it truly meant to be a winner. When someone gives their life to Jesus, I became a winner. And my gold medals are piling up for me in heaven. Brothers and sisters, as he enters our lives, we ought to shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, praise be the name of the Lord. Glory, glory to God in the highest. My third point is, hear what the children are saying. Did you hear? Did you hear what the children are saying? They saw my God. They saw my good works. And they're honoring me. They're crying out my name. Hosanna to the Son of David. And here comes the priests and scribes. Well, Jesus, did you hear what they're saying? Man, do you hear what the children are saying? Jesus said, I heard. Did you hear? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infant, you have perfect praise. Let the children praise the Lord. Take a look at what David wrote in Psalms 8:2. Out of the mouth of babes, praises shall come. Again, what was said in the old is being fulfilled in the new. Let the little children praise the Lord. Yes, even the babes shall praise the Lord. But the priest and the scribe does not want anyone to praise the Lord. Instead of opening up their ears to hear what God was saying or accepting the evidence of God's spirit and power at work in Jerusalem, the religious leaders were jealous of Jesus and threatened by him, causing the people to look at Jesus with a critical eye. Whenever jealousy and insecurity are at the root of action, we have already started off on the wrong foot. Jealousy will kill you. It's not worth it. The religious leader, critical eyes prompt them to try to destroy Jesus. Even their criticism proved to be of no avail. When our Lord constantly, he will shoot the hole right through all of their things. And he did. He didn't stop just because they're criticizing him. No. He kept on going. But they began to plot his downfall. Is not that like some people? When someone is trying to do good, they try to knock you down. But the ones whose faith is strong in Jesus will never be knocked down. No, no. Brothers and sisters, understand who Jesus was, what he was about, and what he can do for us, to us, with us, and through us. We must go beyond Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Jesus' last week on the earthly ministry before his death. And yet, so much of what we know as the gospel revolves around the last week. In Matthew Gospel, the Palm Sunday story is found in chapter 21 and end in chapter 28. In Mark's work, Palm Sunday event appears in chapter 11 and end in chapter 16. About one third of Matthew and Mark Gospel are devoted to what happened after Palm Sunday. In the Gospel of Luke, Palm Sunday is found in chapter 19, but the Gospel does not end until chapter 24. About one fourth of Luke's Gospel tells about what happened to Jesus after Palm Sunday. In John's Gospel, Palm Sunday occurs in chapter 12, but his gospel does not end until chapter 21. Almost one half of John's gospel would be left out if he stopped with Palm Sunday. If we want to understand the gospel fully, if we want to be Christian, the Christian that God would want us to be, we must go beyond Palm Sunday and our attitude towards life. We must go beyond Palm Sunday in our trying, in our thinking about religion. We must go beyond Palm Sunday in our living unto God in the power of the Holy Spirit to attain the fullness of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must go beyond Palm Sunday. We must follow Jesus on that Monday after Palm Sunday, when he went into the temple and saw the merchants buying and selling, scheming and extorting, cheating and lying. And when he drove them out of his father's house. If we are to grow beyond Palm Sunday, we must first come to grips with the imperfection of who we are and of the church. Brothers and sisters, the way Jesus threw those people out of the temple, that is the same he's trying to do to us. He wants to throw things out that interfere with us worshiping him. He wants to go to the center of our soul. He wants to overturn, renovate, regenerate, and rearrange our lives. He says our life is den of iniquity, and he wants to make it into the house of loving and caring people. A house where he can abide within. Conclusion. Let this Palm Sunday become the day of parade, a day when Jesus ride into our lives and turn it around. Yes, this is a wonderful day to let this process begin. Perhaps we feel our life is as confused as the people in the courtyard of Jerusalem temple. Perhaps we do not know who to turn to, who to trust. Trust Jesus and Jesus only. Let him ride into your lives and give you a hosanna. Overturn some habits. Our sustainer and our redeemer, God is all power. He is sovereign over every situation. God's power is shown by the way he revealed himself in creation, in history. And all we have to do is to see how to connect the old to the new. And how what was said in the old is fulfilled in the new. Brothers and sisters, read your Bible. It's all in there. Stay prayed up. Be grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing in our lives and our church. Be grateful for his grace and his mercy. Remember, he gave his only child to die for our sins. Go to his word and read about that grand parade, about the one they were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna to. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for riding into our lives and to make us a better person. People, Lord, we know that whatever you do in our lives will be well done. Help us to be what you want us to be, so the world can see us, see you through us, this week and every day. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.